Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with Blue Link Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading Blue Link Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and Blue Link Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hola! If you don't have fleas, middle of this first week of January, you're already ahead of the game. I might have fleas, actually. No, nothing itches. But I'm worried now that my car has fleas and my house has fleas, my cat has fleas. It's a little disconcerting because he can't see those tiny buggers. The joys of pet ownership. I'm not joking. I have no idea what else Penny could possibly deal with. Would you like to hear the list? This is updated as of Tuesday afternoon. She has melanoma. That's something I found out last year. She has diabetes. She's been on insulin for now 2 full years. She's got chronic bronchitis. I've known that for 3 years. She's got arthritis, of course, and aches and pains in her hips and her back legs, for sure. So sometimes they're a little weak for her. Now she has fleas. Gosh. My poor dog. What else could possibly happen to poor Penny?
She's very well loved, though.
Yeah, well, that and there's a new dog in the house.
Yeah, there's that.
Get the latest from, okay, Daisy's crazy. For those of you who don't know, my husband has a dog. Her name is Daisy. She's a mini Australian Shepherd, but she's a mini because she was the runt of the litter and is not much bigger than my cat. So there have been a few standoffs between Cat and Daisy. However, Sugar and Daisy have decided they're going to coexist. No one's growling really anymore. No one's hissing. They walk by each other on the stairs. Now, Daisy's trying to keep her distance, and as long as she doesn't get in Sugar's face, Sugar's going to be fine. But the two of them are battling over food because Daisy keeps trying to eat Sugar's food. So that's really the biggest challenge right now. But so far, so good. No one's peed anywhere. No one's sprayed anywhere. And Sugar's a female anyway, so she doesn't do that. But the two seem to be figuring it out.
No one's overstepped.
Right. At this point, no one's been poked in the eye. No one's been scratched. Daisy did bark at the cat earlier on Tuesday, and Bob probably told her, yeah, I wouldn't do that if I were you. Don't bark at the cat. This is her house. Anyway, get the latest, though. So you weren't working. It was last week when Penny and Daisy were in the same house for the first time, and Penny decided that she would sleep on Daisy's bed. Now, Daisy's got a few small blankets, but Penny went over to her bed and kind of laid her upper body and her head on Daisy's bed. So Daisy was displaced, ended up sleeping on Penny's bed, which is decidedly larger. So that was in Houston before we left and moved back to New Jersey. Well, earlier on Tuesday evening, Daisy was sleeping on Penny's bed. Penny, it's been a long day. She's really tired. She's got fleas. She had to go to the vet. Penny decides she'd like to sleep on her bed. So she goes clop, 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 clopping to her bed. And what do I hear? Daisy growls at her.
No.
Yes. And I'm instantly in Daisy's face. Like, don't you do that. Don't you do that. First of all, Penny can't hear her, so it doesn't really matter. But second of all, that's Penny's 14. That's her house and her bed.
That's her spot. It's been
you little 15-pound dog. Get your ass off the bed.
Who do you think you are?
Exactly. So poor Penny had a terrible day. She had to get treated for fleas. She had to get tested for her blood sugar. She had to get poked and prodded for blood work and an x-ray. She had to get meds put on her because she has fleas. And then she's exhausted, right? So she just wants to go to sleep, and this little newcomer decides she's going to growl at Penny for trying to sleep on her own bed.
Imagine trying to walk into your bed after a long day and someone growls at you. Like, imagine, there's one that someone's in there to begin with, and it's like, oh, okay, I got to deal with this. And then they get angry at you for wanting to go in your own bed.
Not to mention, Daisy has even less of a sense of personal space than Penny. So whenever Penny sniffs something, Daisy runs right to it and tries to sniff it too. Whenever Penny gets attention or gets love from either me or Bob, guess who comes running right in? The little jealous Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man alive. So she's definitely two. She's two. She's a terrible two right now. She's a bit of a toddler. And it's been interesting to incorporate because the second we don't hear her or see her, we know she's trying to eat cat food.
Up to something.
Yeah, she's...
Yep. It's too quiet.
Yes. And also, she's barked at the cat, and she's apparently going to take Penny's bed and growl. I mean, are you kidding me? Get your rear end up.
You can't do that.
If for no other reason than it's seniority. But how about have a little sense of...
Read the room.
Well, yes, read the room, definitely. But have a little sense of kindness and recognition that poor Penny had a terrible day. I almost hope Daisy gets fleas, but I'm just kidding. I don't. Daisy's treated, so that was one of the first things that I told Bob is you better treat your dog. Anyway, it was quite a day for the poor trooper. But she is, well, Penny is Penny.
Penny's a trooper.
Oh, I forgot. She has a cold.
Oh. Why not?
So now she's on antibiotics for a cold. I know older dogs, like older people, just are more susceptible. Their immune system's not as strong. But I just wonder, what else could my dog possibly deal with?
You know what? Through all of it, though, anytime I've ever seen Penny, she's always got a smile.
Oh, she's always happy.
Always
wags her tail. Yeah, still loves her walks every single day. That dog loves to walk multiple times per day. Gets so excited when the door opens and she just kind of runs out. Well, runs. I mean, and she moves faster.
Scoots.
She scoots. What I've learned about walking two dogs, though, is... Well, not only do I look like a clown because I've got two leashes that are extending in two different directions. Thankfully, most of the time, Penny's not on a leash because she doesn't really go anywhere. But when we were traveling back from Texas, it was like a comedy skit. I was telling Jay about this. Crazy. One dog is old. One dog is young. One dog is big. One dog is little. So Penny is 66 pounds. Daisy is maybe 15. One dog is... stubborn. The other dog is flighty. One dog is always behind me. The other dog is always in front of me. One dog walks in a straight line. The other one wraps her leash around me multiple times while we're out. One dog can't hear anything. The other dog is scared of every noise. So like,
it's like literally a scene, like a montage in a movie of just walking down the street, getting pulled in all these directions.
Yes, it is. It's crazy. I had to laugh at myself even just what I looked like while I was out there walking these two dogs. Meanwhile, guess what the Hubs is doing?
Must be nice.
Well, the morning dog walks are my responsibility. I will say that. Morning dog walks are me. And since he doesn't know Penny the way that I do, I'm kind of a helicopter mom with Penny. Just he offered to take her to the vet on Tuesday, but I knew that he couldn't really answer the vet's questions about what was going on with her. So I went instead. Yeah, he's great. Although, gotta tell you, I may have made a bit of a passive-aggressive reference to Tuesday evening when he took his dog out, but not my dog.
Penny didn't need to go, I suppose.
No, of course Penny needed to go.
Yes. Of course she needed to go.
So I thought, well, interesting, since I've taken his dog out with all of you know, all of our dog walks, Penny and I. And so I said, hey, can you do me a favor? You know, next time you decide to take your dog out, just maybe let me know, or maybe we can combine dog walks. And he says, oh, I was sure you heard me when I asked Daisy if she wanted to go out. Oh, I see how you are. So it's up to me to listen to you talk to your dog and then to say, hey.
That's just rude.
Would you mind
taking I'm listening in on your conversation.
I'm not eavesdropping on your conversation. Oh,
so
my
gosh. Penny couldn't even get a walk yesterday when the other dog was going out. She had to watch Daisy go out, and she probably wanted to go out.
I mean, where's the justice in this world?
None.
None. None for 14-year-old dogs named Penny. Absolutely none.
But you can't listen in on the conversation. I mean, it's just
eavesdropping. Oh my gosh! Well,
have you heard the white sock test? Here, I'm on the internet. It's like
for fleas.
Yes.
Okay. No, I haven't heard this, but I need anything to help me because we're now putting stuff away in the house. Have you ever done a flea bomb in your house?
No.
Okay, I did one when I was in my mid twenties, and I moved into an apartment with fleas. So my cat didn't have fleas, but I moved into an apartment with fleas. She probably got fleas. I got fleas. Everything had fleas, and so I had to set off those bombs that kill the fleas. But the problem is, you have to cover things and move things and whatever else. And we have so much stuff in the house right now because we're still trying to figure out, you know, combining households.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And so I do not want that. So if there's any way you can tell me how to avoid that, please let me know.
All right, so I see the white sock test, it's called. There's a couple tests here, but this one looks promising. So it says one way to detect fleas in your house is to throw on a pair of white socks and walk around. The higher the socks are, the better, because you're less likely to be bitten. So it says walk around like the carpeted areas or areas you think might be infested for a few minutes. And then when you're done, just inspect the socks, and if they're there, they'll show up on the white socks, white cotton socks.
If what's there?
Fleas.
The fleas will actually be on the cotton socks, or like
says.
The flea dust?
It says the fleas themselves.
All right, read it again.
After walking around, carefully take the socks off and inspect them. If you see signs of fleas, take action quickly. Fleas, like many other pests, can make life miserable and damaging. All right, didn't need that part, but yeah.
Okay. So,
if fleas are present, they will jump up to hit your ride on the carpet. If you've got to be on the carpet for 10 minutes. So it's kind of, I guess they like the static idea, maybe.
Well, here's the good news. There's only carpet in one room of my house. Our house. I'm trying to get used to that. White socks. Okay, I could probably find a pair of white socks somewhere.
Like, shuffle them around, like kind of like, you know, rub them like you're building static. And then it says they'll be attracted to that and jump up if they're there.
Or maybe I could just ignore them and hope they go away.
Maybe. That's what I would probably do.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If you would like to ask Amy anything about taking care of a 14-year-old dog, please feel free. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. And then our phone number is 855-212-4227. I can imagine that for a lot of you, it was tough to get back into the routine on Tuesday, going into Wednesday now. I know that Bob and I have had a bit of a hard time trying to get back into a routine coming off of what was the big 18-day odyssey. The pets are clearly feeling it too, though they deal with it in different ways. So if you're like us and you feel like you got hit by a Mack truck, well, we're here for you. After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Still to come, Jerry Jones is now weighing in on the end of the Lions-Cowboys game, though at this point, even Dan Campbell is ready to move on. Tom Brady gives his analysis of calls you don't agree with. It's so funny. I'm hearing people who are already tired of Tom Brady. He hasn't even started his job at Fox, and people are already tired of hearing from him. And according to producer Jay, we may now have the fourth and final candidate we need for the next After Hours Hall of Fame induction. Are you ready? Mike Vrabel was asked whether or not the Titans will mail it in, meaning just kind of play out the string, meaning we don't care what happens on Saturday. It doesn't matter because we've got no skin in the game. But according to Vrabel, and actually they play Sunday, but according to Vrabel, that's not going to happen.
Because it sucks to lose, Gentry.
Trey, ever need to show you anything?
Did you have another thought or no? I'm just curious.
Why?
It sucks. Losing. Awful. That's why I want to win. Because you don't sleep. You want to win for the players that bust their tail. That's it.
I mean, that hurt my ears a little bit.
It sucks.
I wasn't prepared for that. I hadn't heard the Mike Vrabel before just now, courtesy of producer Jay.
Did you have another thought or no? I'm just curious.
This is, it's a tough time of the year because there are going to be coaching changes, and no doubt there are coaches who are on edge. That's the truth. So as we head into the final week of the NFL regular season, where we're in it, as we head into the final weekend of the NFL regular season, we know that there's already multiple job openings, right? And we think there are a few more that will open up pretty quickly. Okay, so one that I'm pretty confident will open up is Washington. That means, again, that Ron Rivera is answering questions about his future and about coaching and about the Commanders themselves.
An honor to be on the field in the NFL, that's for sure. I mean, there's only 32 of these jobs. There's only 32 of these teams. And, you know, you always appreciate just that opportunity more than anything else. And again, as I said, you really don't know unless you've been there. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to have been, in this position and in football, you know, whether I was a player or an assistant coach, coordinator, or head coach. I mean, that's to me, that's pretty cool. So, I've been very fortunate.
He always does stay positive, and I think part of that is because he's been around the NFL a long time. Another part of that is because he's a cancer survivor, and he comes from a long line of not just military family, but also comes from a long line of character, right? Accountability. And I think that gives him perspective. I appreciate that he cares about the people he works with, and that a lot of times what he does, his actions are precipitated by the relationships. And so he always takes the positive. But obviously, he's being asked about his job status a ton. Now, he does say he believes the Commanders are in a better place now than they were when he took over. But there's new ownership, there's new bosses. So how does he get ready for a game or even games now, knowing that his job may soon be coming to an end?
There's no appreciation for what you do unless you're doing it. And whether it's easy or it's hard, it is, you know, there's still something to appreciate about it. You know, because this game is just, it's a special game. And you know, when you're in it, no matter what's happening, you appreciate it. That's for sure. Obviously it's easier to appreciate when things are going well. But for the most part, to me, the most important thing is just staying focused on what you're doing. And that's, you know, our preparations to play the next game.
Again, he's not going to take the bait. He's not one of those guys who is going to walk into the trap because he's been there, done this a lot, been around for a long time. And I appreciate him so much for that. Here's my question moving forward. Let's say Ron Rivera is available. Let's say Bill Belichick is available, because there's a lot of rumor and speculation around his job status that this may finally be the time where Bob Kraft cuts ties and goes in a different direction. It's been some pretty tough years since Tom Brady moved on. Would you want Bill Belichick Ron Rivera to coach your team. What about Mike Vrabel? There's a chance he could get fired in Nashville. We know that Brandon Staley's available. Frank Reich is available. Dan Quinn could also be available. He's getting ready for the next head coaching interviews, though he may choose to stay in Dallas. So of the possible candidates in the NFL coaching carousel, who would you want to lead your team? Maybe you think Bill Belichick's washed up. Maybe you think Ron Rivera's had plenty of opportunities. Maybe you're a Falcons fan and you're not all that impressed with Dan Quinn. Maybe some of these other veteran coaches you have zero faith in. So on Twitter, After Hours CBS, producer Jay will put up a post of the possible, well, of the available and potential head coaching candidates. Which one or ones would you like to guide your team? Who would you trust? You can have Sean Payton.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone. And with Blue Link Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading Blue Link Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and Blue Link Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
I'm Glennon Doyle, author of Untamed and host of the podcast We Can Do Hard Things. On We Can Do Hard Things, my wife Abby, my sister Amanda, and I talk honestly about the hard parts of life. Join us and guests like Michelle Obama, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Brené Brown as we have refreshingly honest conversations. New episodes are out every Tuesday and Thursday, so listen to and follow We Can Do Hard Things, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
And if you want. Just kidding. Not my decision to make, obviously. Oh, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
The thing for me more than anything else has just been the you know, we didn't live up to the expectations that we had or that I had personally. I really felt there were some opportunities and some things that we missed, and that to me is probably the biggest disappointment more than anything else, because I really felt we had the makings of enough good players in certain situations that we should have won a few more games.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Ron Rivera is a good guy. No one would tell you otherwise. He's accountable. He's full of character. He's a cancer survivor. He fosters relationships in Washington, and maybe it's more a product of the environment. He's not won on a consistent basis. Now, he does have a division title to his name. That was the COVID year in 2020. But if I remember correctly, the Commanders, they weren't the Commanders then. That was the Washington football team, right? They had a losing record, and they hosted a playoff game and lost to the Buccaneers. Again, not entirely his fault. It was a toxic environment for the first couple of years, and the end of Dan Snyder's tenure and the Snyder's ownership. And he was right in the middle of all of that. So that's not on him. I agree with him that Washington's in a better place, but does Rivera get credit for that? It's a different culture. And he's part of that, and he is a leader. But at the same time, he has to win, right? At the same time, the team has to see some forward momentum, and it's just not been there. The revolving door at quarterbacks is a big reason why. So since Kirk Cousins, and we've talked about this, this is not all about Ron Rivera, but since Kirk Cousins, they've gone through Alex Smith, Josh Johnson, Colt McCoy, Mark Sanchez for a game. They tried Case Keenum. Then they tried Dwayne Haskins. Then they went with Kyle Allen, who did come with Ron Rivera to Washington. Taylor Heineke, Ryan Fitzpatrick. That lasted for all of one game. They gave him a free agent deal. Garrett Gilbert had a start. Carson Wentz, that experiment didn't go well. Sam Howell. And now in 23, Sam has started 16 games. Remember, that was the kind of interesting twist, even going back to the end of last season, where they started to publicly declare their faith in Sam Howell. Taylor Heineke moved on. He's in Atlanta now. Sam Howell is clearly not the answer, at least not on this Washington squad. That's not all entirely on Ron Rivera, though certainly part of it is as the head coach. So he is likely to be available considering the change in ownership. Would you want him to coach your team? But there are other candidates. So of the potential, and that's either the ones that are already available or the ones that could be available, of the potential head coaching candidates, who do you trust? Who would you want to coach your team? Sounds like the Jets group is safe. And really, they're pointing to Aaron Rodgers' injury this year was supposed to be very different. But also in the AFC East, Bill Belichick could be a free agent, so to speak. We know that Frank Reich is available because he was fired by David Tepper in Carolina, or by Carolina. The Chargers let go of Brandon Staley. I'm not sure at this point he's hireable as a head coach anyway. Lost the shine there, for at least for now. The Raiders have Antonio Pierce as their interim head coach. He's been campaigning for the permanent job. Not sure if Mark Davis is going to give him that opportunity. They did win a couple of games, but it's not looked a whole lot better. Trying to think of some of the other jobs. Mike Vrabel at Tennessee, that one could end up being open, or he could end up being available. Arthur Smith in Atlanta, there's a lot of speculation around him, and that was his first head coaching job. We now know that Sean McVay will stay put in Los Angeles. In fact, he's heading this off at the pass. He's letting you know before the questions ever get serious that he will be back in 2024. Now, J.B. Long is the play-by-play voice on the Rams radio network, and he does a coach's show with McVay.
You're tied for second in Rams history now for regular season wins.
Nice. With Chuck Knox. I did not know that. That's
congratulations.
Cool. Appreciate that.
Come on.
I really didn't.
John Robinson ahead of you.
How far ahead?
Within striking distance next season, if you can promise us there's going to be a Coach McVay show 2024 edition.
That I can promise you.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
That is so you. How far ahead? I love it. It's so you.
Happy New Year.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations on a winning season. And go deep, will you?
Hey, let's do it.
Rams made the playoffs. I would say that's one of the fun surprises of 2023. They're already in. Didn't even have to wait until the last week of the regular season. Now, they had a few extra dominoes that had to drop, but by virtue of their win over the Giants this past weekend, and also the Seahawks lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Rams are back into the postseason. They've gone through a bit of an odyssey. A lot of young talent on the team, though they do have some veterans remaining. Of course, Matthew Stafford, obviously Aaron Donald is still there. Sean McVay's the leader. But he's talked about how the previous seasons were really tough for him. And now we're seeing them play exceedingly well. They've won three in a row, six of their last seven. Kyren Williams is an awesome rookie running back. Man, think about Puka Nacua on that same team.
I love Puka Nacua.
C.J. Stroud could give C.J. Stroud a run for his money for the Offensive Rookie of the Year. I mean, there are two of them on the Rams roster. So you don't have Sean McVay because he's promised that he will stay with the Rams.
Run it back! Run it back!
But if you think about some of the other candidates and your team is in need of a coach, or you would just like to upgrade. There's a lot of Steelers fans that are ready to boot Mike Tomlin to the curb. What are some of the other candidates around the coaching carousel that you think would be an upgrade from what you have?
I appreciate the question. I really do.
Oh, we're going to hear from you, Bill Belichick. Also, top of the hour, Jerry Jones weighs in on this whole Lions ending, and so does Tom Brady. Of course he does. I'm not sure when Tom Brady turned into Mr. Rogers, but listening to some of his latest Let's Go podcast, it reminds me of how Mr. Rogers used to encourage us to be better people.
Yeah, I love Aaron Rodgers.
No, not Aaron Rodgers, Mr. Rogers.
Oh,
not that one. He didn't spell it with a D. All right, on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, you can answer the question. Would you like Bill Belichick to coach your team? What about Ron Rivera, Dan Quinn, Arthur Smith, Mike Vrabel, Brandon Staley? Who else is available out there? Well, they may not all be available. Frank Reich. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. Chris, we'll get to you coming up. Also on our Facebook page.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I hate it for our fans. I hate it for the players because I know what they're putting into this. I know what this season has been. We've fallen short, but we've been in the fight every week, you know, until this one. And this one stings because, you know, we haven't had a game like this. And, you know, again, I take full responsibility. I really care about the group of men in that locker room. I believe in them.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of one Brandon Staley. I can't imagine that he is an attractive coaching candidate right now, at least not for the head coaching position. But when you're talking about coaches that could be available in this next hiring cycle, there are some veterans already on the market, like Frank Reich, Brandon Staley. I mean, he's a veteran. He's a former head coach. There are others that could soon join them. Mike Vrabel, Ron Rivera, maybe Bill Belichick. I would still be surprised. To me, I can't imagine how a Hall of Fame coach just all of a sudden forgets how. But I do think he's made some strange decisions that have hurt his team the last couple years. And maybe Bob Kraft wants a different voice. That would be okay, right? It's okay to make a change. He's been there a long time. But he's the longest tenured head coach in the NFL, so to me it would still be wowzers. Which of these potential candidates would you want for your team? On Twitter, After Hours CBS, also on our Facebook page. And while you're there, you can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, which comes up just under an hour from now. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. You may be tired of hearing about it by now, but this whole Lions-Cowboys quote-unquote controversial ending still has legs. More people weighing in, and also the NFL sending a video to the various teams and players on Tuesday. Wait until you hear about it. But first, let's talk to Chris, who's listening in Buffalo. Welcome to After Hours, Chris.
Thanks, Amy. Fantastic show, lady. Fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I have a non-chemical, inexpensive way to get rid of the fleas. We have just been through an infestation.
Oh, no!
Yeah. Two indoor cats, don't know where they came from, except that I was told that our area had a real bad season for fleas. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, what you want to buy is diatomaceous earth.
By what?
Diatomaceous earth.
Okay.
Diatomaceous earth. It's a white powder. I use a very fine sieve, and I just take a knife, and I just go, you want to do all over the house, all carpeting, baseboards. They love little cracks and crevices.
Oh, no.
You want to get this in all over the house, and then I have a rubber broom, and I work it into all carpeting. Then you want to maybe take a pair of rubber gloves and get some onto your upholstered furniture. But it's worth it, Amy, because this stuff dries out the flea's body and cracks it and kills them. And there's no chemicals. This is not a chemical in a chemical sense. It's a very basic, there's a word for it I can't think of right now, very basic thing that you can buy. It, you can use it in your yard, too, if you have nematodes and things like that.
Huh.
So that's what you can do. They also don't like high, or they do like high humidity. So you want low humidity. For the summer, we bought an excellent small dehumidifier. Really did the job. Wintertime, you don't probably need a dehumidifier, but by March or April, you will.
Oh, I better not have fleas in my house by March or April.
This is a tough thing.
No, I'm not even sure we have them in the house. I just know that the dog had a few.
The white sock idea is a real good idea. Also, speaking of socks, if you put diatomaceous earth down, you're going to want to wear socks or slippers until you vacuum it up. And do not vacuum it up with a standard vacuum. I rented a wet-dry vac, and it was great. It was absolutely wonderful.
Oh,
really got it up.
This sounds like a very extensive process.
You want to get rid of them? You will. You will with this stuff.
Huh.
And can I name a product that we put on the animals? I don't want to get anybody in any trouble. We bought one of those products that you put at the back of the animal's neck.
Yeah, but, gotcha. I use Frontline.
No, this is not. Actually, I returned it. Well, I don't want to get anybody in trouble. I don't want. Can I name a name or no?
A name of a product?
Yes.
Yeah, no one's going to get in trouble. I was just telling you what I was using, what I use.
Okay, we used Vectra, and we didn't wait 30 days. We waited about 21 days and did it about every 21 days.
Gotcha. And you have two cats?
Vectra.
Yeah, you have two cats?
Yeah, two gotcha. Indoor cats. Don't know, we must have brought them in honestly somehow.
Yeah. It's crazy because in the Northeast this time of the year, you never have to worry about that. And so, like in Buffalo, you don't have to worry about fleas this time of the year.
Oh, well, not this time of year, but.
Right.
I'm telling you that diatomaceous earth really does the trick, and it's not a nasty chemical at all.
Gotcha.
And it will get rid of them.
All right. So, well, I appreciate that. Thank you
good
so
luck
much.
To you.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Happy New Year. Gosh, that sounds like a very extensive process and not fun at all. So I'm just going to hope and pray that the fleas aren't actually in the house. There's only one place in the house that has, or one room in the house that has carpet. I guess I could bomb that room. The concern is Sugar, because Sugar's never been exposed to fleas because she's never gone outside. She's actually afraid of going outside. She likes to sit in the door and look outside, but she won't go outside. Wow. I'm scared now.
A lot of info.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Some of you are writing to tell me about head coaches that you'd like to lead your teams that are not going to be available. For instance, Dan Campbell, not going to be available. That's not the point of the question. The question is which of the veteran head coaching candidates or other candidates that could actually be available would you want to lead your team? And a lot of people are weighing in on Facebook now, even as they're posting questions for Ask Amy Anything. So if you check it out there, you'll see some of the answers from other people. Also, if you missed our conversation with Brandon Marcello, who is a national college football insider in the wake of the Sugar Bowl and the national semifinals, love for you to check that out, too, because a lot of great insight and a look ahead to Michigan and Washington. Ryan says, Ron Rivera, just not our team. I wish him well wherever he lands. Best wishes. Put exit stage right. That must be a Commanders fan.
So, I had a bad day.
Yeah. Scott says, Vrabel returns to Ohio State if he leaves Tennessee. Buckeye fans would be pleased. I wonder what Ryan Day thinks of that. Dave says Belichick for the New England Patriots. So he wants Belichick to stay, I'm assuming. And then Mark says Jim Harbaugh, which that's kind of an interesting debate now, too. He's represented by Don Yee, who has a lot of NFL connections. So an agent with a ton of NFL connections. If you don't remember, Jim Harbaugh was the head coach at San Francisco when the Niners went to three straight NFC championships, including a Super Bowl. Now, they did not win that Super Bowl against the Baltimore Ravens. Ultimately, the reason why Jim Harbaugh got let go by the Niners is because he and Trent Baalke, who was the GM at the time, had an acrimonious relationship in which they butted heads, both alpha males, both strong personalities. And if you're going to pee on the fire hydrant and compete with your boss, you're likely going to lose. And so it was an 8-8 season, the first non-winning season of Harbaugh's tenure there, if I remember correctly. But it was a season right after they'd gone to three straight NFC championship games. And he and Baalke were constantly butting heads, and Baalke was going to win that contest. That's just how it goes. And so he let him go and hired poor Jim Tomsula, who'd been a longtime faithful for the Niners and was really the sacrificial lamb. It reminds me a lot of what David, was it Curry? Who was the coach of Houston that they fired after? David Culley. Yeah, sorry. So David Culley reminds me of his situation in Houston where he was never going to keep the job. He was never given a fair shake. Well, that's what happened with Jim Tomsula in San Francisco. So Harbaugh does have success in the NFL, but he's also considering a long-term extension at Michigan with still the national championship potentially. Interesting. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone. And with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked. Temperature set. Lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that.
When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
The most unique NBA podcast is out on Odyssey. Heat Check with Trista Crick.
NBA fans, listen up. I'm Trista Crick, host of the Heat Check podcast. And if you love this league, the storylines, and want a funny, digestible way to get all the news from around the association and someone to break down what's really going on straight up, no chaser, and make you laugh at the same time, follow the Heat Check on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.